Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Warren Buffett made news a few days ago when he sold a lot of his Apple shit. And Apple's a company that has been struggling. Well, I mean, its stock is relative, but you know, they've had some issues this year with lawsuits in Europe and America and
re-rocking the same phone for 17 years.
So now that Warren has kind of started to abandon the ship, does this mean that 2Tech 2Index needs to kick Apple out?
Oh,
No, not yet. But what I will say, number one, you have to factor in the price at which he got into Apple. So if you know that, please put in chat. Mm-hmm. You're my favorite investor of the year. So the return has been incredible. Maybe time to exit. With the death of Charlie, there was Charlie's idea, mm-hmm. not Warren's. So that's another reason he kind of got that off the table. Now, him selling half of the position, do I agree with it? 1,000%. And here's why. This is called fundamental analysis. So the weaknesses in Apple is they, even though they've spent the most on AI startups, they have not had much innovation in the last 5 years. To everybody at HQ, I love you still. Shout out to Tim Cook, Lauren Jobs, Steve Jobs. Cool. But can you tell me five things that you've seen out of Apple the last 5 years that you absolutely love?
Five?
That. And if it takes that long to give five reasons why something is great, it ain't there. Oof. Do I think innovation will come in the next 2 or 3 years? But I've been saying they need to go back and get Johnny Ive and bring him back into the consultant fold. You need another product. The AirPods have done well. Great. That was an acquisition from Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. You missed out on OpenAI. You missed out on the crypto wallet. The car thing was a fucking fiasco. Shout out to Lupe. You need another sector, and now you're taking too long to move into healthcare, and the regulations may be tighter in 4 or 5 years to do so, depending on who is in office. So if I was Buffett and I had 120 something billion sitting in Apple and I don't see any prospects of it going up higher, nothing wrong with taking profit. Hell of a trade, though. They should have been in it 5 years earlier. But this is really Charlie's brainchild. And that's
well, when you say you don't see any prospects of it going higher, mm-hmm. then that would mean that it has limited upside, right?
It doesn't have the same growth rate that it does over the last maybe 6 years, but also profit margin still 25% and still one of the top three market cap companies of all time.
Yeah, I was gonna say the profit margins are still high.
Yep, 25.3%.
It's interesting the timing of it. I think a month ago we were talking about him shaving 13%, which was a large chunk, and then we hear that he shaved off half in this quarter. I'm assuming he did it around when Apple hit its 52-week high of 234, which makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
But when the news came out early Saturday morning, I text that in the chat, and the next thing I said is, he knows something.
He knows.
Yes, you're right.
He's convinced the whole world he doesn't know how to trade. If you look at the exits when he holds on the shit for 5 to 10 years, it's usually like $4 or $5 from the all-time high.
Yeah, we need to get him and Nancy Pelosi in a chat and see what we can do. But yeah, I mean, half is a lot, but what does that mean in terms of cash? That means $227 billion.
Most all time. And a bunch of treasury bills.
Just sitting on the sideline. And so if you see a market pullback like we've seen, obviously, today, and if that continues over the rest of this quarter, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for him to buy into new positions. In fact, he might go back and buy some more Apple positions. We don't know. He's still a large shareholder of the company. Well, Berkshire Hathaway is a large shareholder of the company. And so the timing of it seems like when he makes these moves, you mm-hmm. see the trickle effect. It was no coincidence when he went to Taiwan to talk. We saw the trickle effect happen with Taiwan Semiconductor. I don't know. You said abandon, which is a strong word. I don't know if he abandons it. Like you said, there's Apple. Still, yeah.
No, he'll slowly trim. And
he's trimmed. He's trimmed. Yeah.
If I was him, I will push Intel down to 7 and buy the whole fucking company.
Just buy it outright?
Yeah, I can't get Taiwan. They ran up NVIDIA. He's American. A tech laggard, but entries are innovative. I will find a way to push that shit. And what better face in a global route to pick up Intel than Warren Buffett?
Or we should just watch where his focus have been over the past 6 months. What industries, what sectors? We spoke about a few of them. Like where have the sectors that wrote, I know they talk about rotations all the time, and it's like tech rotation. Yeah, okay. But where has his focus gone? Where has the money moved, right? Like we always tell people follow the money.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It leaves traces. Where has the money gone? Where has his focus gone? We talked about oil plenty of times on here, but that would be interesting to watch over the next few months with that cash pile of $27 billion is just ridiculous. Yeah. Where is that going? Like where the remnants of it?
Okay.
I want to be a record. If it goes to $9, that he gonna put an offer in
for what? Intel.
Intel. The company's ran to shit right now.
Well, the government. How is
the hottest sector keep it in the last 10 years, and you're the laggard in the space.
Yeah,
government contracts gonna keep it around.
Okay, Bitcoin. Bitcoin dipped under 50,000 today. Briefly, came back, rebounded, but it's still down. Mm-hmm. Tremendously from his high of $73,000, $20,000 lower than that, but still above the 52-week low of $24,000. So what's the deal with Bitcoin?
It's going down with everything else. And I kept telling you, Larry Fink is the jefe of the Bitcoin and crypto market space. So it'll move when BlackRock wants to move. If you got it at $49,000, some change, you did great. If you can get it back at 52. Buy and go to the beach. Same thing I did. Go hit the jet ski. If you believe in the assets long term, just hold on to it. But the truth is, the entire economic system needs to be readjusted. And I said on a Stock Club call yesterday, if a quarter of 1% interest rate change is what's going to be the band-aid to save the market, we're fucked before we even get started. If a quarter basis point is the thing that's like keeping everything glued together, we have to have a reset anyway. So Bitcoin is just being drugged down as a result, like every, like the Nikkei, the index. They're, and write this in chat. They're all tied together. There are no assets that matter on earth that hedge funds are not going to touch and have their hands in. So Bitcoin got so big, and Shadi, to your point, the XRP, at some point, I hope it takes off. But the fact that Larry and BlackRock have not put their hands in to dominate that while the Gensler stuff is going on is very telling. They pick the ones that are going to win. Ethereum, same thing. So we're having a global pullback because something is coming. And I think Warren having $277 billion on cash is telling to the public that he knows, he just can't announce what is coming over the next year.
Something is coming. Is a recession coming?
I've been saying this the last 2 years, yes. Even with on Breakfast Club, I predicted 24 to 25, we would get into recession.
So we go. So this. So all right. So the recession is coming this year, next year.
I think if Queen Kamala gets in, you can damn it guarantee February we're in recession.
We're in a recession. What about the idea of the soft landing? Because it's felt up until his point, up until mid July. I mean, all the NASDAQ was at an all time high, S&P all time high, Dow all time high. I think July 10th it hit that mark. Valuations through the roof, multiples through the roof. That has pulled back now. Is the theory of soft landing? Are you still opposed to it?
We want truth to truth.
Truth.
Soft landing was some bullshit from the very beginning. That's another phrase for market manipulation. So if you got in and you priced it in, great. Okay, I ask both of you. Take me out of the equation. If you never met me, off the top of your head, if your entire life savings had to go into four companies, what four would you pick? You the sure fact enough? That it takes that long,
I got them.
Fucking troubling. Go ahead.
I mean, it's four, but it's probably obvious four. Like
Apple, Microsoft.
I'll take Nvidia and Amazon.
Now, Rashad, as an advisor, if I told you 8 years ago nobody said bonds, you would say I was a scam artist, right? A fucking bond market collapsed and the yen collapsed and everyone's like, no, it's fine. The AI, generative AI is going to bring the market. What? Okay. I knew what everybody thought. I was crazy for 107. I'm like, man, if I tell you why this shit can really go and how much of the rest of the market has support, it's scary. I think a lot of black people are already in recession anyway. A lot of mid-sized businesses are in, like, recession anyway.
What I thought I was going to ask, how would this really affect? Because, yeah, I mean, the consumer sentiment is already recession. So a recession, how bad would it get if technically people are already in a recession?
I mean, I think if they unleash the truth and tell how, even with the jobs report, I'm like, I don't think that's the real, because if we take the government jobs out of it, how many jobs are we net positive? That's what I want to see. Now, that's the part that's really tough. Now, if you take out the jobs that pay $25 per hour and less and government jobs, like what is the net? If you look at Silicon Valley, they've been on a freeze. We all know people at Meta, like they weren't hiring like how they were 2 years ago. And they were slashing fucking jobs like crazy 2 years. Like, this is real. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but as an investor, you have to be honest. Like, California is in state is in decline. Got border issues. Chicago, trouble. Like, even when I was there, was Anna visiting family. I'm like, some landmarks that were incredibly popular 5 years ago are not there or thriving.
But they've tried their best. If anything, they've tried their best to make this as soft as possible. Pause. When you think about, and this is the unfortunate part of interest rates, right? Like, people are going to lose jobs, right? We have to have people lose jobs in order to bring that rate down.
Were they overhired at the beginning of the pandemic? At zero.
Right. So the non farm jobs have come down, right? Yep. That would be a positive sign. Right. Inflation has come down. So like these things, Whether they've been manufactured or not, we'd have to be like an expert economist to actually follow those numbers like stringently. But isn't that like this is part of the hardship that comes with if we want a half a percent or a quarter percent in September? Like these things have to happen. I feel like this is the natural course if we want rates to come down. No?
Yeah, very true. But also when they hire at the rate of 3x because the interest rate was zero, when does venture capital and angel investors get the blame for causing this mass introduction of all these jobs that were not needed?
Okay.
Private equity is going through a whole shit show that no one wants to talk about. And it's KKR. Shout out to KKR. I love y'all. We got to tell the truth. They overhired. And if the entire American economy is tied to generative AI that can make a dog's ear bigger, we are fucked. Rashadi, what three companies right now, if your entire life savings and brain was on the line, would you put your money into? Microsoft's an investor. Job will play two more. What's up? We are talking today.
Choose wisely.
But all, out of that, notice all the companies we're not mentioning.
We gave 30 the other day.
Oh, I do want to say, I'm glad you said that, Ian, because I want to get your perspective.
Oh, you got to give us two.
I think it was rhetorical. I think it was a rhetorical question.
Oh, I thought you was
like, no, it was literal.
No, it was literal. You're serious. Yeah, you can't tell Microsoft. Give us two.
I gave you Microsoft already. What's up?
You got two?
I mean, of course, you're going to go Microsoft. That's the number one draft pick.
Okay.
Safety. Microsoft is our bond market. Rashad, if I told you in 2009 Microsoft would be our bond market, you would say I was crazy, right? No single equity should be the most stable thing in our market.
That's fair.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top two eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.